Welcome back to A Listening Life. My name is Tracy Balzer, and I'm really glad that you're tuning in because it means that maybe you, like me, want to learn how to listen better. We all need to hear the voice of God, and in this noisy world, that could be quite a challenge. In this season of A Listening Life, we turn again to the Psalms, our prayer book. Reading and praying the Psalms is one of the best ways I know to turn our attention away from the very loud voices of the world around us, not all of which are good, as you know, and turn toward God's voice. His voice is always full of love, compassion, and generosity. So you're invited now to listen prayerfully to the words of Psalm 32. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-stringed lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. As you listen to the passage again, notice if there is a word or phrase that stands out, that captures your attention. And in the space of silence that follows the reading, slowly ponder that word or phrase, trusting the Lord to direct your thoughts. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-stringed lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. Listen one more time to this passage, and this time, use the space of silence afterwards to ask the Lord for direction. How does he want you to respond? Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-stringed lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. Now that you've listened to the passage three times, what have you heard? How might you take that insight into the day ahead or use it to reflect on the day behind? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Thanks for tuning in to A Listening Life, part of the KLRC Podcast Network.